Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
It's our Monday Impact, and thank you so much for staying with us. As you know, we often speak to people or organizations that are doing amazing things and that are really going to be part of the solutions in this country. We have lots of problems. But there are people who are doing things that are just going to, bit by bit, move the needle towards the right direction. So my next guest is Refilwe Matenje, who's a founder and president of Women, African Women's Movement, in studio. I'm so amazed that people are here on a public holiday at this time of the night. Thank you, Refilwe, for coming in. Good evening.
Good evening, Ospamela. Thank you so much for the invite. It is quite an honor for me to be here.
So break it down for us, and we'll talk to the problem, because this particular movement is directed at solving a problem. Just, you know, in a nutshell, the African Women's Movement, why it was established.
So it was established because of a challenge with young women in particular. So we started in 2016, and we realized that a lot of women organizations, right, when we come and join them, we never know where to start as upcoming entry-level professionals, right? And when we get to those institutions, we find that it's the people who've already made it that are celebrated, and you feel lost in the system. So we wanted to start an organization that is created by young people for the plight of young people. But then as we're getting older, obviously we're no longer young, so we had to find a way to say, how do we then marry the person who is in high school, who transcends to university or higher learning institution, entry-level working, and all the way to exec as well as retirement age. And that's how we've even structured our membership base and split them into those different cohorts and given them different names. So we have the high schoolers and the varsity members. We call them the pathfinders and explorers. Then we have the emergers and evolvers, who are entry level and mid-career. And then we have the executives as well as the pillars. So we're very intentional about different interventions in our pursuit to achieve economic justice for women. So that is our core mandate that we are driving.
What does economic justice look like for this movement?
It means different things for a different cohort of those different sectors. But the thing is that, you know, we've got a lot of challenges around women. And what we've found is that all roads lead to money. So if a person, if we're talking iGBV, we're talking about a woman who's probably in a situation where they cannot leave because they're financially dependent on the perpetrator, right? And many others, many challenges, but all roads lead to, if we can sort ourselves out economically and participate, then we can alleviate a lot of our challenges in when it comes to women. But now another thing is that we also focus on women across different sectors, and we found that a lot of women will tend to belong to a women for a women in energy organization, for example, or a professional body of some sort, chartered accountants in my case, or engineering. But there is no platform that's intentional about bringing these people together, whether it's people who are in business or people who are in corporate, and even across the different sectors, the people who are in the arts, the people who are in government, in politics, there needs to be a central place where we can say, what are you doing in your spaces, and how do we collaborate? Because here's the thing, even in today's interview, Sis Pamela can then give me a platform to talk about this. And this is somebody in the media space. And what we're trying to promote, even amongst our members, is that we are all interconnected and interrelated. And we need to be able to find each other so that we can assist each other in our own spaces.
I suppose in the beginning you had an idea, right? Mm. And as you said, you know, it was specifically talking to young people at the time.
At the time, yes.
But having now walked this journey, what, especially with the different cohorts at different levels, what seems to be coming through the most? What are the central challenges that you find need to be dealt with?
So we developed a program called the Thrive Program.
Yeah.
And what we have found, and in response to that, is that people don't necessarily are struggling to find a systemic way on how to get to their true north, their own personal true north. And that comes with a mindset shift, right? And even with the organization, the first thing we do when you come and join, as part of the induction, we make you take a Myers-Briggs type indicator personality test. And we're saying this is just a starting point in not only understanding yourself as an individual, but also understanding how others process the world. Then you're better able to navigate, right? And then another thing we do is we've got a workshop where we say, okay, what are your personal goals as an individual? Mm. And where does it fit in the narrative of your space, where you are, right? So these are the different areas will help you through a workshop. Different areas like a career, spirituality, even business, family, relationships, and all those. And then once you've got your own personal true north, then you're able to navigate better in the world. And also the importance of building relationships and networking. It's not as advanced amongst women in our view as it is amongst men. Men just network naturally. But that's because
with
it's a socialization.
With an end goal in mind.
Yes, with an end goal in mind. But that's because they were socialized to do that. So with this platform, we're trying to build a new narrative to say, as women, we don't just have to stick to talking about our husbands, our children only. We can also add the other bits in our conversations to advance ourselves.
You've mentioned once to me, offline though, the importance of allies, male allies.
Yes.
And I think I want to just bring it to the fore, because in some instances, we may be speaking, for instance, about networking as an example. But it would be good and interesting for us to know even how to, or how the other also interact and exchange and expect our networking to look like. Mm. So when you have those relationships, when you're cultivating those relationships so that they're not misunderstood, so it would be easy amongst women to then, you know, be intentional about networking. But how is that advancement being seen? How is it being understood? Can, for instance, men folk understand networking to be just that, you know, and nothing else?
Yeah.
And are you going to run into trouble? And how do you navigate all of that in a safe way, in a way that is not misunderstood, and all of those things?
That's a very interesting question and a very relevant one. Mm. Because, I mean, we know what the challenges are as women as we navigate those spaces, right? And men can be problematic as women. Let's just be quite frank, yeah? And the cuter and younger you are, the more challenging it becomes, because then the messaging becomes...
You can't possibly want a business meeting.
You see. And that is why we are saying, through the men as allies component, that's just also another way to say, as men, let's have a relationship with you guys so that when we do have those challenges, we can tell you guys, and you guys must call each other out and protect us. Because at the end of the day, we all want the same true north. Mm-hmm. And let's be quite frank, when it comes to our race in particular, we are at the bottom of the food chain for the most part.
I really think that's so key, because yes, being black, being a woman is you being at the bottom of the food chain.
Yes.
But being black and a woman and young is so hard.
Yeah.
Because you are misunderstood so often, and yes. people take advantage of yes. you, and you are constantly navigating this very hard, you know, it may be easier, for yeah. instance, for me to have a conversation with certain men and the boundaries are set. Mm. This is what I want to discuss. Mm. It's hard for a young woman. Mm. It's hard. It's hard to knock at the door and to sometimes just being heard.
Yes.
With no other intentions.
100%. And that's why this network and others like it are very important. Mm. Because then if that young person is experiencing that, they can come to us mm. for advice. Not only for advice, for us to say, hey, does anybody know this guy? Mm. So that we can tell, mm. hey, hands off, this girl is about something. Mm. And it's through having those networks and us knowing mm. each other mm. and knowing who we know mm. amongst each other mm. to protect the young ladies mm. that are ambitious, mm. but are experiencing mm. these kind of
barriers
and injustices. So I think through collaboration, that's the first step where we can say, okay, as women, we've come together. And also, Auspermelo, the reason why we have women who are in corporate and people and women who are in businesses, all these other spaces, is so that we can lobby for them to be in decision-making positions mm. as well. And the more women are in decision-making spaces, then they're the ones that are going to engage with these young women, and then it alleviates the opportunity mm. for those kind of interactions being possible. Mm. So, yeah.
You know, in the perfect world, where do you want this organization to go?
In the perfect world, we want to be an organization that enables every woman to be the best version of themselves freely. Mm. And we want to be the catalyst mm. to advance that. So in the perfect world, mm. we'd like every woman, right, to believe in themselves fully and in their ability, but also be able to open doors for other women mm. and to have men who are allies and advancing our cause as well in collaboration.
It's so wonderful talking to you. We could do this for a long time, right? And we've run out of time. Rufule, I really appreciate you coming through. And
thank
this is
so
a wonderful initiative.
Me.
How do people get in touch? How do they become part of the movement?
So they can go to awm.africa and there's a button there that says membership. Mm. So if you click on membership and become a member, you can just submit the application form and voila, you can be our member. And we'll welcome you gladly to the movement.
Oh, Rufule, thank you. Thank you for coming through. Rufule
so
Matenje is a founder and president of African Women's Movement. Go to the website and do all the necessary stuff. And, you know, if you've got questions, you'll be able to ask those questions as well there. Thank you, Rufule. Thank you so much for coming through. I've got a quick SMS I think I've got to read to you that came through a little bit earlier on, and that obviously came through when we were discussing apartheid crimes. And this is from Patrick in Piri, who says, good evening, Pimelo. This country had an institution which was doing great job, and it was dismantled and replaced by the hawks, but now we have useless NPA and the very same government is doing nothing. Okay, Patrick, I think that's a lot for us to take in and consider and think about, but we'll have an opportunity to do that again tomorrow. So thank you for that. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen this evening. I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.